here in Colorado, in those 50 years, we only have one river that's been designated wild and scenic. But we do have a lot of other rivers that are eligible, like the Crystal River here in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm wondering, why is it so hard to get a river designated as wild and scenic?
Well, for a river to be designated as wild and scenic, it requires an act of Congress. And anybody that watches Congress knows that, Congress moves slowly in doing just about anything. The key to getting a river protected as a wild and scenic river is that you have to have local support from the grassroots. That's absolutely essential. And so in Colorado, 76 miles of the Cache-Laputa River were designated in 1986 as Colorado's only wild and scenic river. But now there is a growing grassroots sentiment to look at designating Deep Creek and Crystal River as wild and scenic rivers as well.
The Crystal is running very, very low. It's almost dry right now. And it's not that the water in the Crystal is being wasted. It's being used for kind of the last remaining heritage agriculture in the Roaring Fork Valley. And I'm wondering how realistic it is to think of the Crystal River, for example, as a wild river when so much of that water is actually being diverted and pulled out of it.
Well, there's different criteria for designating a wild and scenic river. The main criteria is that it's undammed in the section that you want to protect.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a river that has unique recreational characteristics. I think the Crystal River is probably, you know, pretty important as a trout fishery and for other recreational pursuits. Or it may have particular historic significance as well. And the idea of protecting a river as a wild and scenic river sometimes is controversial because people think, oh, it's going to shut down our water rights. That's not the case at all. The main benefit of protecting a river as a wild and scenic river is it says we're not going to build a dam on it in the future. And we're going to try to manage this river to protect its wild and scenic characteristics. And, you know, rivers, you know, one year they're going to be really dry. Another year they may have a lot of water in them. That's not a criterion for whether you designate it or not.
Right. So it's more about the long-term focus of a river.
It's the long-term focus, and it's also the local support and what people that live on and near a river and enjoy it for all kinds of different uses, what do they want to see? We just had a great success story in Montana. The nation's newest wild and scenic river was designated this summer in Montana. Congress passed a bill to protect East Rosebud Creek, which is ultimately a tributary of the Yellowstone River.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it got protected was because 9 years ago, there was a proposal to build a dam on it. And the local ranchers and landowners did not want to see that dam flood their lands. And so working with American Rivers, we defeated that dam proposal. And then they said, well, how are we going to keep from having to fight this over and over when somebody else proposes a dam? And we said, if you get it protected as a wild and scenic river, it'll be protected forever. And so with that local support, they got bipartisan support from the entire Montana congressional delegation. And the bill was passed this summer, and President Trump signed it. It's the first wild and scenic river created in Montana in 42 years. It's the first one created in the nation during the Trump administration. And we hope that this is a sign of things to come.
Thank you for being here, Bob.
Thank you, Elizabeth.